the Veterans Administration informed us this morning that they are, in fact, moving forward to open a community-based outreach clinic in Craig, Colorado. That's been a fight that has been going on for almost two decades, and after multiple meetings, both in Craig as well as here, and meetings with Secretary Nicholson and others, they have announced that they are moving forward with the opening of the clinic. That's a big win for the veterans of northwestern Colorado. We have about 4,200 veterans up in communities like Craig, Hayden, and Steamboat Springs. For the last several decades, they've had to travel all the way to Grand Junction, essentially a 250-mile round trip in order to get veterans health care. Now they're going to be able to get veterans health care up in northwest Colorado. I've always seen that as a big hole in our veterans health care system in our state. And I'm delighted that the VA has moved forward and that clinic should be opened up by September of 2007. The veterans of Northwest Colorado have been working on this issue for many decades. And, you know, 2 years ago when I was running for the U.S. Senate, it was something that they raised to me, and it's something that I told them that I would work on very hard. It was also an issue that they raised with Congressman Salazar, who is a veteran and who wanted to work on this issue. He and I hosted a meeting, in fact, several meetings with veterans up in Northwest Colorado. I think that the veterans groups in Northwest Colorado and the leadership that Congressman Salazar has shown on this issue finally got the attention of the VA that indeed they needed to place a CBOC up in Northwest Colorado. Today, we introduced a legislation that we're calling the Rural Veterans Healthcare Improvement Act. Last year, I was successful in getting an Office of Rural Veterans Affairs created to help deal with the great disparity that exists between treatment of veterans in metropolitan areas and those veterans who live in rural communities. This is a second step that will build on that legislation. This legislation will develop demonstration projects that would expand healthcare in rural areas through partnerships with Medicare and HHS at critical access hospitals and community health centers. It also would establish a grant program to provide transportation options to veterans. Last year, I had legislation that we called the Vets Ride Program that's included in this legislation this year. We have people who will come in and are going to be meeting with families of those who are anticipating a deployment to get essentially what we call deployment 101. That's what it is that they can expect and how it is that they can prepare for it. It is an event that Vicki Cody, who is the author and wife of Army Vice Chief of Staff Richard A. Cody and other representatives, have done in other places around the country. And what's called Dealing with Deployment 101, we'll be hosting it at the Southeast YMCA there in Colorado Springs on Saturday at 2 p.m. I think that there is some possibility here because of the fact that there is such a disparity in the funding that's available for fire prevention within the U.S. Forest Service for our region. And so I think that the way in which we have brought this to the attention of the chief, we have a good shot of trying to get some of the money restored. It's a bipartisan concern. You know, Republicans and Democrats alike are concerned about this. And it's an issue that goes beyond money for firefighting. Our region in particular has been one of the lowest funded regions, and there are other regions of the country that are greatly advantaged over our region. You know, we think that that is unfair, and I believe that we will be able to get a good coalition of Democratic and Republican senators from the Rocky Mountain Western states who are very much affected by this disparity of funding to continue to put pressure on the Chief of the Forest Service to reallocate the funds.